coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend to you.
Well, 3 days off, and you're leaving right after the show.
Well,
so.
Pretty much. Got to go buy some supplies for camp.
Yeah.
All nutritional.
The dollar store. Yeah, the traditional.
All good nutritional type things for
marshmallows
camp.
Marshmallows. And yes. Yeah, good. Have fun.
You know, one of the things that my brother, when I go up there, that he absolutely loves, so is festival chili. That's a great thing to bring to camp. You ever buy festivals chili to go?
No.
Really?
I would,
well, you make your own.
Yeah, I do.
But it is really good. It's like a homemade chili. Have you had it, Todd?
Is it at the deli or is it canned?
Yeah.
Is it, oh.
No, the deli.
Yeah, it's good.
Huh.
It's better than the stuff I had the other night from CVS.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Was it like Hormel or something like that? Or was it like the CVS brand?
It was a knockoff.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't buy brands.
Yeah.
You know, that's at the Dollar General. Did you see their... They're not doing too well.
What happened there?
Stock is tanking.
Yeah, I know. All right. Had a good football game last night. Kimberly at Bayport, huge crowd. Wow. Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Who's in charge of, like, road signs or whatever? Because all I'm saying is, when you take Lineville in towards Howard, towards the high school,
yeah,
towards Swamico, basically, okay, that is all blocked off. Heavy construction.
Yeah.
And there was, you'd think there'd be one big sign that says, you know, Bayport High School this way.
Mm-hmm.
But it says like Lineville School that way. But if you're coming from out of town, you wouldn't know where.
Yeah,
there should have been some huge, huge signs up saying where to go.
So they'll do, well, that's a county road though, right?
Lineville?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the cities or the villages. But the village could rent one of those signs.
Something.
They could do more.
Especially for an event like that. And Mark Hewson, we all got twisted up.
Yeah.
All had to go up, turn around, trying to fight, pick your way back.
Yeah. They could have.
They need one,
to do
man.
That little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were mayor.
Well, I just want to say, I ran into our mayor last night and we were at a funeral and we were talking and we really got talking about. We respected the person that went to the funeral, but we were talking a lot of police department moving into this building. What are you going to do with that building? So it was kind of fun. I enjoyed that conversation. But, yeah, the city can do a lot more than they do. There's some communities that do the minimum.
Okay, let me ask you
this.
Not
a good idea.
So isn't there a fire station they're going to be closing down? Is it on South Broadway? Or where is it?
There's not one on Broadway.
I thought there's a fire station they're going to be closing down.
There's a couple of them on the docket.
Hmm? Is there any chance that would be one of those things where you could buy it for like a dollar?
Well, there's been some talk about turning those into museums or really cool coffee shops or really cool living. They're actually built pretty well. So there's the one down here, which is kind of closed.
I thought it was in that new shipyard district. The one down.
They would build one.
Okay. Because I would love to buy one, live upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. And then have like a cool garage workshop. You know, the man cave type thing, theater room, all that stuff for myself.
Couldn't build a better garage.
I know. So can you look into that for me?
Okay. I think it's the one on, what street is that? Walnut? You know, the one on the left-hand side.
Okay. Walnut or by Green Bay West High School?
Right.
Yeah. I would take that in a heartbeat.
That is a cool-looking station, too, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Fantastic. That is old school. You almost want to see a Dalmatian sitting out
exactly.
front.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's... And you could live upstairs and
exactly.
do the downstairs.
Exactly. When I was a firefighter, I always thought about that.
Jeez. This is back to his dreams.
Okay. Yeah. No, I told you this story.
You were a firefighter?
You paid no attention to my personal life and my history.
What?
So this is back in Nagani. Which, by the way, sorry, Kiwani fans. You went up to Nagani. You went to minor country. you saw what it's like. The miners. Let's be honest.
Kick your ash.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know what Aunee means. So A-U-N-E-E means in Native American language, because K-E-W, A-U-N-E-E, and Nagani is N-E-G, A-U-N-E-E. So the A-U-N-E-E has to mean something. I think it was Ojibwe was the main nation around here back then.
And you wonder why I never listened to you?
Well,
okay, what are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Football last night.
Well, you're talking about being a firefighter. You're talking about firefighting like 2 seconds ago.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Stay with me, Jim. So anyway, my brother was a volunteer firefighter for the Negaunee Fire Department.
Oh.
When he had
the
gone,
sheriff.
No, the other one.
Okay.
Worked in the mine. Electrician in the mine. When he would go on vacation, I would be his fill-in.
Okay. Really? They just like that?
Yeah.
No tests, no.
Uh-uh. You'd be the fill-in. So twice I got the call because a siren goes off.
All right, we got it.
And then everybody, you hear these tires scream because guys, you know, screeching to run to the fire department, okay? But each time I got there late, and one time I almost got run over. I'm like running in, the truck's coming up, and I have to pin myself against the wall. Honest to God, pin myself against the wall to not get run over. So thus,
so you never really responded.
I responded. I just got there a little late.
You just didn't get there. Okay.
So I consider myself a firefighter.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. All right. Anyway, where do we get up? Oh, so that.
So anyway, I always thought that would be cool to be able to sleep upstairs of a fire station.
I've done that.
Have you really? Uh-huh. See, you've done a lot of fun stuff. Did you go down the pole?
You know what? They took those out, Johnny, because they were getting too many accidents. There's not poles anymore.
I did not know, that.
A lot of people don't.
You think that'd be safer than running downstairs, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you would think. Right?
What?
No. Maybe some of them still do. But they didn't where I stayed. So
wow.
So you're gonna buy this thing for if you can buy it for $1.
Yeah,
I don't know what they do with that, but and then you would renovate it
yes.
into a home.
Yes.
So we have to rezone it residential.
Well, not really a home. I wouldn't call it a home.
Airbnb.
No, I wouldn't rent it out, I don't think. Oh, yeah, maybe I would.
You could make some money.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
You could have almost like a studio down in the garage
yes.
where you could do garage stuff, but you
yes.
could do art stuff and woodworking and all that kind of stuff.
But then that other garage, you just open it up and it becomes your indoor patio.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine for the draft what you could rent that out for?
Yeah. And even that, you know, that's not the worst view when you open that garage door. You know, west.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a neighborhood. You know, you're
yeah.
like looking at a... Yeah,
wow.
That'd be interesting. But the cool one, though, is the one right down here on Washington.
Yes. That's like the original, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
A friend of ours looked at that.
To buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think that'd be phenomenal.
So do I. And you know, he's got the money to
my
do
brother,
it.
When I was in high school football, my brother, one of the guys, Kenny Paulson was his name, and he would always be that guy, and a nice summer night, he'd be sitting outside of the fire station just watching traffic go by
yeah.
and saying hello to everybody. Hey, Kenny. You know, that guy. And what he would do is record my games, you know, with one of those old little cassette tape recorders.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one game where it's like, oh, man, I'm going to can't wait to listen to that. You know what I mean? Where I had this big play and whatever, whatever. And I go, yeah, and the guy, he comes to the line of scrimmage with mine on. The alarm goes off. Missed the entire thing for like the next 10 minutes. It's like, no. So a couple of things. What do you do legally?
You know, it's going to be a good when the word legally comes up.
Do you really have to preface a question with that? I just got done teaching a class on ethics and legality. What do you do legally?
Yeah. If you buy a used car from somebody and they didn't disclose a defect.
It could be trouble.
Okay.
For there's a little bit of the buyer beware, right?
Okay.
But I think. It's like real estate. You've got to disclose known. He's going to say he didn't know.
Right. Like real estate. Yeah. Known defects.
No,
yeah.
But the seller's going to say he didn't know.
Oh, well, okay. I talked to the seller. Okay. This seller swears this person told me about this defects. I say, no, you never did. So it's like my word against the seller's word.
Of listening.
Okay.
Don't bring me as a witness.
Well, so let me tell you what happened. This could have been so catastrophic, it's unbelievable. If I was out in like the wilderness someplace, how I would have been found. This would not have been a good thing.
As you plan to go to the guy.
So,
okay, good thing we caught this.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Tell me the story.
Okay. My car that I just purchased?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that sometimes you can't unlock it if you lock it remotely.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm just telling you. Exactly.
Oh, because it was a faulty lock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
The remote lock.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a key.
But it won't. You hit the thing. Nothing.
Okay. But then can you use a key? Is a key too?
No, there is no key.
Oh, there is no key. Okay. Well.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So luckily the back hatch.
Right.
The back hatch will open about a foot and a half. So what I had to do yesterday, in the garage right here, right below us, try to climb in through the back, okay?
Wow.
Because of the height of the back seats and the headrests I couldn't take off, I, girth-wise, couldn't fit far enough to reach the lock on the back seat to unlock it.
I could have told you that.
I was stuck, and I'm not lying. And the problem is...
Oh, God. Can you imagine finding that?
Jesus. The problem is I had more weight forward than backwards. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I just had to pop out a little bit of the top, okay. But I had... I was this way, reaching for the thing, and stuck and couldn't reach.
I bet you were like 6 inches away.
Yes! Yeah. Yes! And so my thought is, do I kind of lunge a little bit more... Yeah. For that last few inches and get it, or will I be like tremendously stuck now?
Right.
Right. You'd be an inch away, but it'd cut off your airway.
Yes. Yes. And I was starting to sweat. No lie. So can you imagine if I was out someplace at camp and nobody around and I was stuck like that and that's how I'd be found?
Yeah. Wow. That would be, yeah. Man, I can, you know what, Todd? I can picture that.
Longtime broadcaster, no longer with us after being wedged in his right. car.
There'd be pictures of it.
Right.
With areas like blurred right. out a little bit yeah. just because, you know.
And then a conspiracy would start, you know, was it suicide? Or was
where
it,
was Mayor Jim right, Schmidt?
Did he have like a sandwich on the floor mat that John was trying to reach? They find some spam on the floor. He planted it. Yeah.
So I finally wedged myself out.
Oh, you went back? Well, I would have gone forward. Okay. Wow.
So then what I did is I had some clothes hanging along the window type thing. So I grabbed a hanger, although it was a plastic
Ooh,
hanger.
MacGyver.
It's not like the old school hangers that you could break into any car with.
Yeah.
And I used that to at least did a lunge and got the side door open.
Wow. Yeah. I'll give you credit for seeing that hanger and a little panicky and saying, look, I'm going to slow down. And-
yep.
I'll give you credit for that.
I'm going after the seller, though. I really am.
For mental anguish. All
a lot of things. Public humiliation. Right. So
lawsuit,
Todd,
like the car's worth what? Whatever, a couple thousand dollars. Is
get Julie on million, the phone telling two, her I'm suing her.
$2 million. Oh, you bought it from your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah.
Talk about a
And it's good because she can't testify against me for anything, right? Isn't there a law?
No, they... That if she doesn't want to, if she wants to, she can.
She can.
She can.
Oh, yeah. Son of a.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to send her a break. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a great looking Friday, heading into a beautiful looking weekend. 71 in Green Bay right now, 70 in Appleton, 69 in Oshkosh, coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. I don't mean, like, you know what you ever get a thought just pops in your head arbitrarily and you just kind of burst out laughing?
Oh yeah, that
can I tell you what it is?
That happens to me a lot.
Can I tell you what it is? It's something you tell us. I don't know if somebody might be, but something you said the other day that whenever it pops, no matter what I'm doing, I start to laugh. Let's give a round of applause.
That is so funny.
Jimmy, you got to tell that story again.
So we were talking about that. You guys, we were talking about that last night, and I just started to tell the story. And I said, because she wasn't listening. It was working, and I told the story about when we were in Europe, and she just started laughing. I didn't even tell the story, and she started laughing. So,
every time I start to laugh.
She knew the guy.
So that's what I was trying to do the thing here, and so I don't know why that popped up.
I know. So I if you didn't hear that story, I'll tell quickly. We're talking about tipping tour guides.
Right.
I don't know how we got on that. Yep. We're talking about going on.
About, let's be honest, sometimes they're a little annoying.
Oh, they're annoying. That's what we're talking about. Annoying tour
guides. You guys were talking about maybe being ambassadors on the bus during the
draft. Oh, that's what it was.
Exactly.
So during the Packer game, if Johnny and I were tour guides, we would be high energy, entertaining, and we thought our tips would be really good. Or Uber drivers too, John. You're going to do that. And then, so I was telling him, I said, you guys, I was on a tour one time in Europe. On a bus tour, and it was a little boring, but the lady talked and pointing out, you know, Big Ben and all these castles and stuff. Anyway, and we got finished, and the bus was full, and we got finished, and the lady's like, "Oh, thank you for being one of the best groups I've ever given," and I would just be very grateful if on your way out, you could show us some appreciation. And this guy stood up. He goes, let's give her a round of applause. And everybody clapped, and they got off the bus, and nobody gave her a dollar. And he was so serious. That guy is an older guy, and he just really wanted to, like, he was heartfelt. You know, he probably liked the tour. And everybody, nobody knew anybody. And, oh, God, that was awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic.
She will never do that again.
She'll never say that again.
She'll say, give me money on your way out.
But what? If you give her a round of applause.
And she didn't get a nickel out of that thing.
Oh, God. I literally cry whenever I think of that story. So I can just picture the guy.
Oh, he's trying to be, you know.
Trying to be nice.
Right, trying like maybe like a Nugati guy. I'm going to stand up and.
Yep.
And then he just looks at the whole bus.
Let's show her appreciation.
He's kind of like in the second row or the third row. So he was up like up in front, you know? So everybody could see him. Everybody's like,
oh, that's so awesome. And that took care of the whole thing in everybody's mind.
And they just thought, like, they didn't feel like, well, we got to tip her, too. We've already shown our applause. And that's really what she wanted. That's what people were thinking. That's what she really wanted.
Of course.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Oh, man. Wow.
Isn't that funny how something that
a
long ago,
thing like that,
25 years ago,
can
still make
you
laugh?
You can watch a comedian for half an hour and it's like a chuckle. And then one thing like that just busts a gut. Wow. Today is a big day. We've got Tony Mandarich coming up.
That's awesome.
On our Football Friday from Burkle's one block over. We've got Dan Rafferty coming in from Dueling Pianos with Dennis from the Glam Band.
Yeah, he's great.
We've got Ashley McDermott from the Heights Pub and Parlor, who is always fun. We got Nate Vandervest coming in from Bell and Sports Medicine. By the way, Mark Hewson brought me a special gift last night at the game.
So, Nate, I'm interested to see Nate. You don't remember Nate. Nate's been on our show before.
Yeah, but it was really nice what Mark did. He brought me something. It's anti-chafing lotion.
Oh?
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's going to help me a bunch. So appreciate Mark helping me out with that. We had, like I said, we had that great game last night, Kimberly and Bayport. I got a text here. Hey, Mino, how about that Mikey Wilds kid from Kimberly last night? Very athletic. Got to coach him in basketball last year. One of the best defensive backs I've seen in years and years and years. This kid is outstanding. 6'3", 180, high school defensive back. He swatted away 2 touchdown passes last night. He was outstanding. Wow. Just really great. Today is Toasted Marshmallow Day. Not a fan. You know, I burnt my mouth one time when I was a kid. You know how that kind of, you know, the roof of your mouth when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you never forget that.
Yeah. No, those, I think everybody has.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to, but that's a tougher, that's more of an art than you think, because if you burn
totally
them black,
agree.
They're no good. So you really got to keep the flame, you know, 3 inches above the flame.
Just so it browns instead of getting charred.
And you don't want any smoke on there. Yeah.
Frankenstein Day. What do you mean by that, Todd?
Celebrating Frankenstein.
Okay.
I believe the story came out on this date way, way back.
Okay. I would celebrate Young Frankenstein.
Oh, I've never seen the whole movie. Oh, can you believe that?
It's so good. Madeline Kahn.
Yeah.
Is she dead?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. She used to be in all those kind of movies. Peter Boyle, all those people. Slinky Day. You ever have a Slinky?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Those are
she
awesome.
Died in 1999.
I thought she died pretty young.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Beach Day. I got a feeling Nishoro would be.
Nishoro?
That's too. You know what? That's too bad, though, that the kite's over the lake or whatever it's what's it called? Kites over the lake?
I think so.
They used to do it there, and I remember the TV station covering that at times. I wasn't there, but, man, that looked cool.
That's like Venice Beach, Huntington Beach. I mean, that was so, like, L.A., and just a great, music was great, But so the water's too high? There's only what?
Yeah, there's not much beach there.
Huh. And they can't do anything because they go up the road, so.
I remember when Dom was little, and he could walk out.
Oh,
I mean,
my
he was
God,
little, and he could walk out 50 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible how low it was and how much beach there was.
Yeah.
Now it's pretty. Now, put it this way. Now,
but that's
you got to do like my buddy did where he took the shovel and dug a swimming pool for his kids that day.
Yeah.
You got to get there early to set up a tent.
Wow. But that's temporary. I mean, that's going to go back to a big beach, right?
I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
I don't know.
Climate, Mother Nature, I don't know.
That.
Cameron Diaz, 52. Hot or not?
I think it depends.
I agree.
I think she's one of those people that can be very lovely and very beautiful, and then she's in something or she looks a certain way, and you're like, she's kind of odd looking.
Yes. Totally agree.
Jim, any thoughts on that, Jim?
I'm not sure who that is, so I didn't want to weigh in on it. I hope we'd switch to the next one.
Okay. So. I don't know. Is the next one a singer that played here in Green Bay this past summer?
Country singer.
Okay.
Yep.
BB
Rexha.
Rexha.
Yep.
Okay. Warren Buffett, 94. You know, I saw something the other day about him, okay? Made some investment recently.
Oh, okay. God. What's the question there?
Okay.
That's Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I know.
That's not Warren Buffett.
She's had some work done on her mouth, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know.
Totally. She's attractive.
I think she's gorgeous.
Well, you said hot or not hot.
Different people have different ways. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. Everybody looks at something differently. Yeah. What do you see here?
You could tell, though, she's had, you know.
Yeah.
Surgery. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Well, so Warren Buffett,
right,
saw a thing the other day where he made this, you know, short-term investment, made like $12 million in a day or whatever. It's like, really, Warren? You need to?
Yeah.
At 94?
Well, okay. That's why, you know why he did that, John?
Why?
Because of his following. I mean, this is a guy from Omaha, right? And he's worth, what is he, fourth or fifth wealthiest guy? I mean, he's unbelievable what he's done. He buys undervalued companies, and he is a teacher. And I think it's great. He's also given a whole lot of his money to wealth when he's done. So I don't know. I'm a fan of his.
Philanthropy. He does a lot of that.
A lot.
Right? Yeah.
And you're right. He's still investing and making money, but he's not doing it because he needs it. He's doing it to say, look,
all
this
right,
is how
that
I do
makes
it.
Sense,
I think he's a really good guy.
I
don't know. Never met him.
Yeah. All right. Lewis Black is 76. I love Lewis
Black.
He's
funny.
I love Lewis Black.
When he gets wound up and starts going on.
He just goes off the script.
Yeah, I know somebody else like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We all do. I know that guy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, man. We got a good show for you. Nate coming over from Bell and Sports Medicine. Ashley from Heights. Tony Mandarich from Burkle's One Block Over. Music series, Dennis from the Glam Band. And Dan Rafferty, dueling piano. Stay with us. Never knew how
to be. Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good looking Friday.
Now we're on.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here and a good looking Friday. Todd, sometimes we have to break it down to legalese on this show.
Right.
I mean, it's all fun games sometimes, but sometimes when somebody has a serious legal issue, we're here. And you, with your background, your law stuff, okay, background, you're going to be Judge Wapner.
Okay.
So this is Judge Schmidt.
I'm an adjunct professor.
Yeah, adjunct. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay, that's what I am.
So I don't have a law. Yeah, this is Judge Schmidt's court.
So just so I get some terminology right,
move.
There's a defendant, right? And then who's the other, who's the plaintiff, right?
I'm the defendant, right? No, I'm the plaintiff.
You're the plaintiff.
You're suing. Yep.
Yeah, normally I'm the defendant.
I would. So this is all new for you.
This should be fun.
Welcome to the People's Court, where we get to the bottom of problems in everyday lives. Today's plaintiff, John Mino. He claims he has a vehicle that's turned out to be a lemon. The defendant, his wife, Julie Mino, who claims she told John the problems with the vehicle she sold him. But in this court, only one person makes the decision. This is Judge Jim Schmidt's court.
Welcome. This is the
welcome. Let's give him a round of applause.
All right. So I've reviewed your files and I have some questions. Mr. Mino.
Yes, sir.
This is your wife?
Yeah, but let me just say this first of all, okay?
I will tell you right off the bat I'm questioning her decision making, but okay, go ahead.
In which part? Selling me the car?
A little bit deeper than that.
Okay. Okay. Well, she was young and naive. Young and naive.
Yeah, okay. Drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, tell me why
well,
you plaintiff,
so
you're suing your wife.
Okay, yeah.
It's supposed to be very serious.
So, yeah.
You can only go up to, only $500 you can go up to.
Yeah. So, anyway,
which
Your Honor.
Probably the worth of your car. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So, anyway, she convinced me that I should take my beloved car that I had a deep, deep affinity to. A lot of great memories in this car, a lot of wonderful times. And
Mr. Mine, I want to remind you that you are on the roof.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So she convinced me to take it down to a place in Newton where I believe she may have some family ties or something like that. I don't know. In the Manitowoc County.
If you'd please refrain.
Thank you, Judge. Now you see what I'm dealing with.
Look, I'm married to one of those two, but let's go ahead. Go ahead.
So anyway, so I take it down there. I have tears in my eyes as they're taking my car away on the forklift.
All right, Mr. Meyer, to get salvage.
Yeah. And she said, no, but I've got this great car. I'm going to sell you my car.
All right.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. She's no. I'm going to buy a brand new one.
All right, moving along.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this brand new one. And okay, so I'm like, okay. So I trusted. So, thus, I buy the car from her. Okay.
Thusly.
He's trying to sound like a lawyer. Wait, okay, Mr. Ratchis, come on. Okay, get to the point. So you bought a car from your wife.
Bought a car and okay. So I go to get into it yesterday, Your Honor. And I'm hitting the. I must have accidentally locked it when I got out. So it went beep beep.
Right.
Okay. And the side things went in. It's like, oh, that's cool. So I go just boop to open. Will not open. Beep. Will not open. Beep. Will not open.
Okay, we get it.
Okay. So I go around to the back and I do the back lid, and it opens about a foot and a half, Your Honor. Foot and a half.
Is that normal?
No.
Oh, right away.
But I didn't know this.
Okay.
Yeah, default. So it's like, oh my gosh.
After
I could be like a tunnel rat here. Thank God I'm athletic. I'll be honest with you, Your Honor. And limber. And
when was this?
Yesterday.
Please remember you're under oath.
Again, you're under oath. This happened yesterday, and you were yeah.
So I climb in under there, okay? And I want to reach the back door handle, latch, to open at least the side door. Well, sure. I get up and over, and I didn't know it was a low ceiling and high seats. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Is your car? You drove the car?
Yes. But I'd never been in the back seat or anything like that. So I'll be honest with you, I got impinged between the ceiling and the seats. And I had...
I don't think that's a word again.
Well,
all right.
And so I'm reaching desperately for the door latch, and I can't get to it.
Right.
But now I've got a dilemma. I'm wedged in. Do I continue forward to try to get the door open and then get impinged even more? Or do I try to back myself out? Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed. I backed myself out, and then I saw a hanger. I told you about the time I was trapped in a bathroom one time and I carved myself out.
Stay with the
point. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
So I grabbed a hanger, and thank goodness I was athletic enough to reach with the coat hanger to unlock the side door, thus freeing myself from a situation worse than death.
What are you looking for in
this? Well, I was like never told that there was a defect.
Okay.
I want, at the minimum, my $200 back that I paid for that car.
All right. There we go. All right. That's enough.
Okay.
All right.
That's enough. That's more than enough.
All right. Just wait. I asked the questions here. All right.
I think that's...
No. You're done.
That was contempt,
Your Honor.
You're done. That was contempt.
You're done. All right. Mrs. Mino, so did you cut to the chase, sell your husband a faulty vehicle?
No. He knew all about it.
No.
Yes, he did. And I told him multiple times. That actually happened to me, too. I could not get in the car.
Okay.
But he knew about it.
I've heard enough.
This is getting really frustrating. I don't even want to talk about a bad sale.
Wait, don't we have to go to commercial first?
Oh, we got to go to commercial. Like, yeah. I've heard enough. I'll be right back. I'm going to my chambers. I'll be right back.
Ask her some hard questions.
All right. I'll be right back.
You grilled me.
When we return, we'll find out if John Mino is entitled to some sort of compensation.
Damages and humiliation.
Or will his better half, Julie Mino, walk away the victor?
You can't trust her. She's check.
All right, Mr. Mino.
Now, back to Judge Jim Schmidt's court with the verdict.
Mino's... You need counseling, but that's not my job here as a judge.
Right.
You both need to go see somebody. But I tell you, as I heard this, and I was thinking, maybe Mrs. Mina would agree or give me some basis to go with the plaintiff. But But I have to recuse myself from this case because
what?
I know Mr. What? Mino.
Oh, you run collie people. And I know, you run collie check people.
And I know
like
Mrs. Mino.
And or like one of those Mason things. What was the thing? Skull and Dragons that George Bush was in or something? This secret Yale fraternity?
There's no secret here. I know. And this is just too simple. Take it to someone who doesn't know you, Mr. Mino, because if I was going to rule on this case, it would not be in your favor.
That's prejudicial.
That's why I'm not recusing myself. I can't hear this because I thought maybe she was going to give me some evidence to kind of support what you were saying. But when she said that you knew and she told you, you've got a history of
not hearing.
Selective listening is what he has. He has selective listening.
Exactly.
Yeah. So all right. Yeah. Well, Judy, yeah. So what are you doing after this?
Wow.
Let's give her a round of applause.
All right. Yeah, sorry, Johnny. Yeah. So, Julie, just all right. Okay. So, the case that Todd, we'll close. We're going to send this case to another court. I really, you did. I believe that. Was there a faulty lock?
Yes, but you know, the ironic thing is, this is a car that John picked out from the very start, and he was nice enough to let me use it. But this is the car that he wanted, so he should have known about the lock.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that was a surprise to me,
so
too.
So it was always
but
his car.
You know what? It was always his car.
Right.
It was,
so,
it was
there's so much wrong.
The lock worked the day I used it, like when I
no,
first bought
it. Didn't.
I locked it six
no,
times
it
that day
because
I had really important stuff in there I didn't want to get stolen.
No. And I've always told him that the lock, I unfortunately never could lock the car because I knew that if I could get in trouble if it would, I'd get locked out.
Right.
So
yeah,
he knew about it.
Yeah, of course he did.
Sorry.
Okay, yes, then just had a lock in that spam. But
let me
right.
tell you something, Judge.
I'm not on the case anymore.
Just once in my life, I wanted a car that was devoid of duct tape in any way, shape, or form. Just once. Is that too much to ask? You know what I did yesterday before? May I speak? You know what I had to do yesterday, Judge? Well, I had my nice little NBC 26, shiny as a new penny, kind of shirt on, everything going out to the game. You know what I was doing before I went there? I was in the back seat with a roll of duct tape, duct taping the back lock open so that it wouldn't accidentally lock. So, yes, once again,
smart.
I've got a car. This is probably the last car I'll ever own. I'll be honest with you.
You know,
especially if you get stuck going over the seat and you end
exactly.
up dying
and
from
that,
it.
Like, that could happen. They could find me like that.
You know,
I had to duct tape the lock open.
You know what I can't even admit to, but he's aware of this also. It burns oil.
And that would have been the next lawsuit. Just taking up my court time here with these frivolous lawsuits.
Let's go to Doug Llewellyn.
I was just going to say.
Get out in the hall.
Wasn't that a pretentious show?
Absolutely. And then there's Rusty the bailiff.
Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Just a
big dude.
Wow.
Anyway,
all right.
God.
It is his last. All right, Julie. You know, Johnny hangs on to cars, but I was a little bit to do with his last car. Does. But I was just saying that there's the probability of how long you're going to live. And then there's a new what's that called? An algorithm that you can figure out. But there's a 25% chance John's going to live another 9 years. But it gets better. It gets better, though. There's a 45% chance he's going to live another 10 to 19 years. And then then it goes down to like 2%. So.
Wow. Can you imagine me like 18 and a half years from now?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that is his last car.
Can't
so.
Wait.
Anyway, that and duct tape. So.
Well, would you rather? Me 18 more years? Or finding me bent over the back of the seat in the Kia. Let's be honest.
There's a better movie with the back seat of the Kia. More revenue in that.
I'd just be like my clothes and a skeleton when they found me out in the woods.
Just the bones?
Yes.
That would be fun. I'd be that.
But they know it's you because of the thick thighs.
Right, yeah. That's him.
Boy, the thighs never went down. I'll be damned. That's amazing. Wow.
Oh, yeah. My
Yeah.
All right, Julie. We'll keep an eye on him. Have fun in Nugani this weekend.
And
she's not going up there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, but you know what? I'm really afraid.
Like I said, what are you doing?
I'm not going to keep my phone on.
Yeah, no, right.
I was feeling
I would be fine. Julie, I can't get in the car. Yeah. And I'm stuck. I'm wedged in.
Yeah.
Could you help me out here?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It'd be like those guys. You ever
see
those
hours away.
Those right. criminals sometimes try to break in a store by going through the chimney, and they find them years later? Oh, yeah. That's the same type of thing. Yeah. Wow. What a way to go.
All right.
Oh, I better carry spam in my pocket.
I'll just be... In Manitowoc with my nice new little Jetta. So I'll
there you go.
Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
Yep. Yes, oh. I will.
All right. Well, thanks for yeah.
Thanks for
coming
nothing.
To court.
Hey, Julie, listen.
You got
seriously.
A good case, I'll tell you that, but you really don't need a hell of a lot of detail if you bring John as your...
Forget...
as the plaintiff.
For getting up so early and everything, we want our sure appreciation of you. What? Give her a round of applause. There will be no tip for you, but a round of applause. Oh, all right, thank all right, you.
Julie, thanks for coming out. Julie. Have a nice weekend.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
That may have been my favorite 30 minutes of radio
oh, man.
I've ever done.
You do a good Doug Llewellyn.
Yeah, that was good. That intro was awesome.
That was outstanding.
Remember his hair?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
my
thing
gosh.
Didn't move.
Yeah.
That did not move.
Now, Judge Wapner, he died some time ago, right?
Well, Judge Judy took over for him, I think.
And she makes a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I read that. She makes a
ridiculous
ton of money.
Ridiculous millions upon millions.
Right. Yeah. And
but you know, she has such a hold on people. Like, which I was in the hospital visiting Julie's grandpa, and you know, in the hospital, and she was about, he goes, John, I was telling him about something. He goes, could you hang on? She's about to make her decision. I mean, my son Dom was thinking about going into law, like a lawyer. And
yeah.
He wouldn't miss her shows.
Yeah. She, and she's made a lot of money, but she doesn't play real well with some of the other children, right? Doesn't she have like a little bit of attitude within?
She seems like
I love
it.
I love her attitude.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, they showed her house. It's like, holy mackerel.
Todd, you need to find the security camera footage of this gymnastics event.
I wonder if there is some.
Probably.
There might be.
In the garage. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to start a quick break. Nate Vanderfer's Bell Sports Medicine. Ashley from the Heights. Tony Mandarich. And Dan Rafferty along with Dennis from the Glam Band. Stay with us. Morning. Looks like a good weekend coming up. Todd, of course, cranking the tunes. Todd, I watched a documentary yesterday that you would love.
All right.
It's on the making and the history of American Pie.
Really?
It's with Don McLean and Garth Brooks and people like that. And it's a real tragic story in a certain way. Don McLean's dad wanted him to go to West Point and be like a lawyer and an officer and all this stuff. And he just wanted to play his guitar and do music and things like that.
Yeah.
And he wasn't getting good grades. And he was going to a Catholic Iona I think it's a Jesuit school in New York. It's like a prep school, you know, real strict, whatever. They all wore bow ties. I've never seen that in a school before.
Wow.
That's
not that long ago.
Early, mid-60s.
Yeah, okay.
65, 66.
And he was
But
I'm just saying he was going to West Point?
No, his dad wanted him to.
He must have been pretty smart.
So he had him go into a prep school,
right?
A Catholic prep school. And he said it just did not fit him what he wanted to do, though. And he comes home for Christmas or whatever, and his grades come in. They were terrible. And his dad just tears into him, like, what are we ever going to do to you? You're a loser. Just torn apart. That night, he's in his bedroom, and his dad comes in, holding his mom was working or something. He goes, could you call the ambulance for me? And they call the ambulance, and they take him, and his dad dies.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
On his, you know what I mean? So really, really affected him. But that really put him even more into music and thinking about, like, Buddy Holly and the whole thing. And he was from New Rochelle, New York. And there really was his refuge was going to a record store. And listening to the great early 60s, like the Big Bopper and all the different musicians and everything. And that was like his, coping thing. And he was sitting there, this, you have a picture of him. He had this tiny little house, this unbelievably tiny little bedroom with this little tape recorder and little, and he just sat there one day thinking about the old days, you know, a long time ago.
Totally depressed.
Totally depressed.
Oh, yeah.
That and that song is... came out of that, like, of harkening back to, man.
Right. American Pie, yeah.
Yes. It's really, I mean, you want to talk about somebody who could just write a song, it's just fluff, fluff, fluff. This is so much from his heart. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and there's a lot in that song. A lot. And yeah, I remember when he was on Johnny Carson, and Johnny's like, oh, we're going to have him talk about the meaning of the song.
Oh,
they just, it's so deep. That's what it was. It just wasn't like a great interview because it was so deep.
It's not just, I had this girl and she broke up with me and I wrote a song about it.
Why are they doing a documentary now? Is he still living, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But it's unbelievable. I mean, you really, and then it talked a lot about the Buddy Holly thing. And of course, Green Bay has a, you know, I mean, he was here a couple nights before or something, right?
Yes, second last.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then.
Here to Iowa.
And then the whole, and they really break that down too. Like, one of the reasons Buddy Holly, because they didn't have a plane scheduled.
Right.
They called ahead because guys had the cold and one guy had the flu. And it's like, come on, the bus, the heater isn't working.
Exactly.
So when they got to, I think it's Clear Lake. He told the manager, get a plane, but it only fit a few guys. And I didn't realize that Richie Valens flipped a coin with a guy, and Richie Valens won.
I'm not sure about this, but I can look it up. I think one of the people he flipped a coin with, Waylon Jennings.
No, Waylon Jennings wanted to get on, but he gave it to the Big Bopper because the Big Bopper was sick.
That's
he had
what
the
was.
Flu.
You're right.
So he gave up his seat voluntarily, and Richie Valens asked the other guys, hey, would you give up your seat for me?
Yeah.
And the guy says, well, I'll flip a coin. And they flipped a coin. When Waylon and the Big Bopper, I think, or Buddy, one of them, when they're going to say goodbye, Buddy Holly said, I hope your bus breaks down. And he said, I hope your plane crashed. And it's like, wow.
Right.
But Don McLean talked about that part too and everything. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
I think when you have songs that, you know, aren't just fluff and you really get to the meaning beneath them, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the majority of songs are deeper than we give them credit for.
I agree. There's some, when that guy sat down, or woman, whoever, to write that, they weren't just thinking, oh, what rhymes with whatever.
Right,
some kind of a deeper thing coming from that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But Garth Brooks was talking. He was playing when he was first starting. Didn't have any records on the charts or anything. Yeah. Starting band. And they're playing at this big bar type thing. And power went out with the other people's amps and whatever. So it must have blew out everything except one outlet type thing. So his mic and his guitar were still, that's the only thing there was. And everybody got up, started going to the bar. He's like, oh, crap, what do I do? And he just out of the blue started strumming, going, long, long time ago. And people stopped going to and came back. And he said, holy cow, is there ever one song, I've never seen a song that captivated a room.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think that would be up there.
And he said, from then on, I realized that's the greatest song that's ever been written. So, I mean, you would love this. Both you guys would love this documentary.
Yeah, I don't know. What's that?
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah. But his main influence was Pete Seeger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you remember Pete Seeger, folk singer back in the days of like Kingston Trio? And
I remember Kingston Trio.
Yeah.
They were in my car.
Like in your CD?
No, in my car. Like in the back
actual
seat of my
people?
Car. In my Cutlass. Yeah, they were in my car. They were at the...
You know...
I swear to God, you guys, this is the truth. They were staying at the Ramada, and we finished the show at the Carlton, and it was their last show, and everybody left. And their ride was just, because, the show's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Carl took off, and everybody was gone. They were standing around, and we were doing the lighting, taking stuff down. They needed a ride. We need to get to our hotel. I said, I'll take you. So they took my car, and then the guy gave me I can say the worst rolled joint. No, almost a round of applause. That's what he had me.
Hey, guys, make sure our appreciation for this guy. Thank you. Gave the worst what?
Rolled joint. He just handed
rolled
it to me.
Joint?
Yeah, he was in the back, and he just handed it to me, and it was like, I was like, okay, thanks. And anyway, I dropped him off. He was at the... Vermont. I swear to God, that happened.
I swear
to God, you couldn't make that. That's not that great of a story.
No, you can't make that.
But it's not that great of a story. But it was that they were in the back seat of my Ida Cutlass, and I took them back.
Well,
to their hotel.
Pretty cool. I throw out the term Kingston Trio, and all of a sudden,
totally. Yeah.
Here's another thing that's different about you. You both had very interesting life experiences, but Mino remembers everything down to the T. And Jim, all of a sudden, like, he hasn't thought about it in 30 yeah. years, right. and all of a sudden, this great story
comes out. And he remembers a rolled joint right. that he got handed to
That's
him.
That
right?
was my tip. So oh, my God. I would have taken a round of applause. So,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Right. That didn't go to waste. Let's be honest, Panama Red. Wow.
Anyway, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Awesome.
Phenomenal.
And the Kingston Trio influenced Don McLean?
Well, no, but I was saying they were big around the time of Pete Seeger.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got
that,
it.
All
I
that
got
music.
It, I got it. I got
Hang
it.
Down Your Head, Tom. Do you remember
yeah, yeah,
that?
Yeah, yep.
We
yep.
used to listen to the Kingston Trio. Oh, my yeah. brothers and that yeah. all. Well, that was big. They were good. I liked them.
They were all right. All right. They were in the back of my car. That's like how good they were.
Wow.
So.
Did they flare it up?
Those guys. No, anyway. Love them.
We'll be back. Mind of the Mayor after this. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something